90.1 FM, Turmoil Music from Pitbull, and that was Don't Make Me. Before the interview with Dennis, we heard from Ricochet with Lesson. That's part of our premiums for this evening. You can pick up the Pitbull 45 and the Ricochet EP for a pledge of $10. Now, we're not asking for a lot of money. $10, that comes out to like 20 cents a week. I spend more on that on gas to get out here. So if you people are sitting around at home or hanging out in the parking lot somewhere or who knows what you're doing, please give us a call at 516-632-6901. Pledge some money. We need your support. And your show of support for this show also is showing support for the other punk shows on WUSB. Christine is floating around somewhere. I know she does a show Friday night, Saturday mornings from like 3 to 6, and she's been having live bands come down. And for those of you living in the hinterlands, you'd be able to hear them a lot better. And the whole thing behind punk is just supporting each other, standing behind each other, helping each other out, trying to present an alternative to that boring old rock and roll that's out there. Like, if you flip around the dial today, you might hear Kansas or Black Oak, Arkansas, or Marshall Tucker, Motley Crue, Van Halen. If you're sick of that stuff, then call us up, support WUSB with a pledge. We've got support levels from $10 right on up to the 90.1 Club. So give us a call, 516-632-6901. Calls up, talk to the operators. They've got a whole list of great stuff we've got to offer you in exchange for your money. So you're not just giving money and getting nothing besides getting almost 2 hours of punk every Wednesday night from 10 to 12. But you also can pick up a few rare and unusual records, 45s, T-shirts. So give us a call, 632-6901. Also floating, we got a lot of people floating around tonight. Also floating around the studios, we've got Jimmy LaLumia. He's going to be coming in just a minute, but we've got a special interview arranged courtesy of Jimmy with Jane County. We're going to give her a call. Hopefully she's in and not out shopping for a new wig or for stockings or something like that. But this is from a cassette of soon-to-be-released material. This is Johnny Gone to Heaven from Jane County here on Turmoil.
New York City, people don't give a damn. They live their lives in darkness in that crazy town. The moon comes up for a brand new day. Another friend has gone away. Telephone rings and we hear the news. The rest of our lives we sing the blues. You give your life to rock and roll, and in the end it takes your soul.
FM Turmoil. That's new music from Jane County, Johnny Gone to Heaven. With us on the phone at the very moment is Jane County herself. Good evening, Jane.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I mean, my voice is a bit deep on that record, wasn't it?
Now, that's a new song, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you plan to release that real soon?
Yeah, those tracks, that along with a lot of other tracks, are going to be released very, very soon. I think the release date is May 8th or something, sometime in May, actually. on ESP Records, distributed by ZYX.
Great, great. There's a lot of fans out there who are waiting for your material.
I'm sure you can pick it up. One of the first people to have it will be Jim LaLumia's Record Connection out there.
In fact, it was Jimmy who gave me this pre-release cassette, and I'm very honored to be playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And how have you been? It's been a few years since you've been in the States.
Well, I died. I've been resurrected, and I'm still alive.
And raising horses in Dallas, I hear.
So about the rumor going around all over about me dying?
Yes, I was totally shocked by it.
I fell off a horse or something? I can't remember. I died. I got attacked by a gang of goats or something. No, I went back home for a while, you know, and my people live sort of out in the what you'd call sticks. And so all these reports started circling around that I had died. In actuality, I was, you know, writing new material and doing all, you know, playing in Atlanta, and all of a sudden there I was. They had laid me to rest.
Well, it happened to come at a good time because it's coinciding with the release of your new material.
Mm-hmm.
So it put you back in the news?
Yes, that's going to put me back in the news. Yeah, my new material. You know, I'm still around, you know. A lot of people, I guess, there are probably a few people who would be happy to see me dead. Probably, especially after my biography and my book comes out and tells all on everyone.
Oh, is this going to be sort of like an Angie Bowie reveals all?
Oh, no, no, nothing like Angie Bowie. No. I don't have any. No, it's just, you know, little super stories, all that happened in the 60s and 70s with famous people. You know, back then everyone was, you know, out of their brains, stoned out of their minds, you know. And I've got all these fabulous stories that happen, and it goes from my early childhood and follows to the punk era, you know, the glam era with the Dolls and the punk thing in London and the Roxy and the Warhol thing as well, and it's Warhol thing, and it's really funny. It's funny, and it's got, you know, some scandalous stories in it.
And do you have a publisher for that yet?
Well, the manuscript's finished, and we don't have a publisher yet, but we've got lots of interest. I've handed manuscripts to Doubleday and to a literary agent who is reading the manuscript right now, and it's looking very promising. And I'm going to submit it to St. Martin's Press, who did Hollywood Lance book. And everyone that reads it loves it, you know, and I'm sure we'll get something from it, you know.
Okay, great. Now, Jimmy's here tonight. We're sort of reminiscing about the 70s punk scene. And I figured, as part of our question and answer, I'd like to throw some words at you, and you can tell us, you know, your views on them.
Okay.
And reminisces, I guess, a little preview of the book. I will start with the Mercer Arts Center. Mm. What can you remember about that?
Not much. No, actually, that's the first place the New York Dolls played. And, you know, when the Dolls played actually their first gig ever at the New York Arts Center. And I did gigs there, and a lot of other New York bands at that time were playing there. And, you know, the ceiling fell in. It crashed. The whole building just collapsed after a while, you know, for mm-hmm. no reason at all. And I guess it's a good thing, you know, no one was there performing anything when the roof caved in. But, you know, it was there one day, and the next day it wasn't there.
Okay. How about the band Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Well, I got the name. People think I got the name from the Queen of England, but I got it from Queen Elizabeth of Atlanta, who was a famous model, you know, until people found out she wasn't exactly all woman, you know, and then they gave her the sack. You know, someone walked in on her in the dressing room, and they got a big surprise, a little education as well. And that's who I named the band after, Queen Elizabeth. You know, because Queen came along, too, but that, never mind, you know.
Okay. Okay, Max's Kansas City, of course.
Oh, Max's Kansas City. Well, there's a track, Max's Kansas City, that has now been released on the Blank Generation, a perspective of early New York New Wave punk, you know, that's out on Rhino Records, just in shops now. You can buy that. And I would actually, that song is like, you know, I wrote that song very, very early, 73, and it's gone through a lot of lyrical changes. And this version is actually the 1976 version, when, you know, the Blondie and the Ramones and the Heartbreakers and all were happening. And of course, the New York Dolls were had peaked by then, but they were still sort of, you know, the heroes of the New York underground scene. So everyone in this is mentioned in that song, you know, everyone.
Now, at the Club Max's Kansas City, you were one of the first people to play the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK.
I was house DJ there on and off for years, and I was the first person who played the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK. I got a copy sent over from England, because Lee Childers was managing the Heart Records at that time, and he was working with Malcolm McLaren, and I got probably the first copy. I was probably the first person, well, I'm sure I was the first person to play Anarchy in the UK at Max's. And I remember when I played it, and Dee Dee Ramone came running over and going, "Who is that? Who is that?" I said, "It's the Sex Pistols, an English punk band. Don't play them. Don't play them. Them and the Damned. They're stealing our sound. Those horrible English band. They're thieves. They're thieves." He was really upset, you know, that I was playing these English bands, because they basically, the Sex Pistols basically copped the Heartbreakers sound, and the Damned basically copped the Ramone sound. And Dee Dee was not amused.
Now, from everybody stealing each other's sound, you kind of still kept your own unique sound and stage act.
Yes, I've kept my own unique act and my sound. That's the way I am. That's what I am. That's what I do best. So rather than trying to make changes that aren't going to go down very well, I just keep sticking to what I do the best. You know, and hopefully with the new material and the new record and everything coming out, people will start seeing a lot more of me again. Because I've been living in, went to Berlin to live for a while, and I've been living in London as well. I've not really been spending much time in America, so now I'm moving back to America to concentrate on just working here and pushing my career in America, my home country.
Okay. A couple more names from the past. Peter Crowley.
Oh, Peter Crowley. He was my first manager. He used to book at Max's as well. He was involved in the Max's CBGB's war. You know, the CBGB's crowd hated the Max's crowd. The Max's crowd hated the CBGB's crowd, and they used to accuse Peter Crowley of being, you know, mafia and all this kind of thing. He wasn't at all, you know. And he's now somewhere living in, he has a very long beard, like in that band ZZ Top. No, the other band, the guy from Texas with the long...
Yep, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, and got really long hair down to his waist, and he lives on a farm and eats brown rice and is very healthy and, you know, in communion with nature. And we haven't heard from him. It's somewhere in Kansas or somewhere like that. I guess the city life just got too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
He decided just to totally go somewhere for a long, long rest.
Okay, here's one I hope it doesn't upset you too much. Dick Manitoba.
I knew that was coming. I go through that whole Dick Manitoba thing, you know, in my book very well. Mm-hmm. Basically what happened was... I was performing, and he was heckling me, and he walked up on stage, and he had a beer mug in his hand. Whether or not he was going to hit me or not, I assumed he was. If someone's on the walking around on your stage drunk, you know, and they're known to be a wrestler, and you think automatically, oh, my God, this person's going to clobber me. And I just reacted in defense and hit him with the microphone stand. And he fell off the stage and hit his head in a table. You know, man, they say, oh, I hit him in the head. I did not hit him in the head. I knocked him off the stage, and he hit himself in the head when he had the nerve to fall off the stage. You know, he should have fell on the stage very neatly. He fell off the stage and hurt himself. And it caused a big scandal. It made the radio and the papers, and it caused the war between Max's and CBGB's to even be worse. It was like there was a big benefit for me, you know.
Right.
Wayne County not guilty, and the CBGB people mocked through the knot and put Wayne County guilty. They had a big benefit for me. Blondie played, the Ramones, Robert Gordon, Divine, Jackie Curtis, and Holly Woodlong showed up. Everyone in the whole scene showed up for me.
Have you been pretty satisfied with the reports on that in, say, the book England's Dreaming by John Savage or the book about CBGBs?
Go through that.
Have you been satisfied with the reports on that fight? And like, there's a few books out now that, you know, report.
And they have various versions. No, I don't read any of the books because I might skim through. I don't read those books. I don't read them.
Okay.
I just don't read them, really. I'm one of these people who prefer not to read anything written about that time because I'm always saying, oh, that's not the way it really was, and, you know, and getting a little bit, you know, miffed off at them. So I've just decided I'm not reading any of them. I'm writing my own. My own version.
Okay. Another name, Lee Black Childers.
Lee Childers. Oh, well, yes, I've known Lee on and off for many, many years. He's one of the first people I met when I came to New York. He photographed, you know, David Bowie. He did the Inside Diamond Dogs cover. He photographed Elvis. He worked with all the Warhol people. He's been He's done a lot of my artwork as well. He was, you know, just, you know, when we were just street hippies, really. We met each other when we were just street hippies, hanging out on the street in the 60s, tripping and going to BNs and, you know, and all and happenings and going to the Electric Circus and all this kind of stuff, you know. So I've known him for quite a long time. He's a very good photographer.
Okay, how about the Roxy? You mentioned that earlier.
The Roxy, it was like a, the Roxy was like a hellhole. It was a pit. It was very small, and there was no ventilation. It was a very small stage, and it was packed every night. And we had, you know, I did a gig with X-Ray Specs and Slaughtering the Dogs and who else? I can't remember. Both of the people I can't even, you know, remember offhand. But everyone hung up there. Everybody played there. I played the first 100 days at the Roxy, and my first appearance with my band in England at the Roxy went down a storm. There were queues around the block. And, you know, the Melody May, everything, gotten all the papers and everything. Because no one was doing, well, no one still is doing that. I mean, there are no, you know, rock and roll transsexuals. You know, transsexuals who usually thought I was being a certain way, you know, into, like, certain things. But I'm not. I'm a true rock and roller. You know, I'm born in the South. I was raised on Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry. I got rock and roll in my bones, you know. And I just happen to be a tranny as well. And I like to wear these outrageous negligees and wigs on stage and give people a show as well and be a bit outrageous. And, you know, I'm still the only person really doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last one I think we'll mention, the Electric Chairs.
The Electric Chairs. Gosh, they've scattered everywhere. They, Val is married to a rich woman and living in California. Two of the Electric Chairs, I'm not sure what one of them is doing. He might be gone. I don't know, you know. Some of them, you know, got involved a little bit too much of things they shouldn't have, and they're a little bit untogether, you know. But one of the chairs, Henry, is working for IRS in Paris now, and he's doing very, very well. And the drummer's a jazz drummer now, so nonetheless, into him. No, I'm not a fan of jazz, you know, unless it's made in the 20s, and that's about it.
Now, I remember someone told me, I don't know if this is true or not, that one of the guitars for the Electric Chairs originally came from the Police.
Yeah, Henry Patavoni, he was actually a guitar player in the Police. Originally, the Police had two guitarists, and then they decided, well, actually, Henry decided that he was going to stop playing with us, and they also decided as well, well, we're not even going to bother to get another guitarist, we're just going to keep it a three-piece. Mm-hmm. He was originally with the Police, yes. And he's now working, as I said, with IRS, you know, with Miles Copeland, who is Stuart Copeland's brother, in Paris. And I toured with the Police all over Europe, Paris and Holland. And, you know, musically, I guess they did very well. But, you know, personally, they were like one of the most boringest people I've ever met. It was like touring with a bunch of old ladies. They never did anything outrageous. But they were fantastic musically. And that's why they were so big. And that's why they were so good. And that's why they did so well. Is they, you know, they were very professional. They concentrated on the things they should have been concentrating on instead of, you know, getting pissed and, you know, puking and rolling around and, you know,
okay,
being arrested and, you know, none of that stuff with them. Oh, no, never.
I have to ask one question that's always been, curious to me, is that if Madonna had come out in 1972, 73, would anything have happened with her?
Oh, what a weird question.
Because today she's considered outrageous, but, you know, compared to what you were doing back then, it...
Oh, darling, compared to what I was doing back then, Madonna is, like, pitiful. I'm sorry. And Madonna has copied everything from drag queens anyway. I mean, she's fabulous, really. I mean, she's like, you know, a drag queen with a pussy. I mean, you know. Now, if she'd have came out back then, I mean, she couldn't have held a torch to me. I mean, I was, like, you know, sticking my head down toilets and throwing dog food on people. She hasn't, you know, sunk to that level yet. I mean, but she's getting there fast.
Okay, and for the future of Jane County, we can expect a book and a record?
A book and a new CD, and I'm also going to do some dance tracks.
Okay, and you plan on doing any more shows in the area?
In Long Island, I'm not sure. We'll just have to wait and see how the record does and go from there.
Okay, Jimmy, you have any questions?
No.
Okay. All right, Jane. I want to thank...
Tell all the kids on Long Island to keep rocking and to keep the faith and to let the freak flag fly.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Sure. No
problem. And we're going to give a listen right now to Max's Kansas City.
Oh, fab.
Okay.
All right.
A tip from me and get ready for the big parade. It's the place to be. Every night's a happy holiday. The kids are jumping around. Everybody's doing loop-de-loop. Just a making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. Downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Down at Max's
Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City.
Smith, she's the staggeronee of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11, and she always knows which parts to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just getting higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink, and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get 'em, boys! The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girl is a looking for a kid. Down at
Max's Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City,
all the girls are all in a buzz. She's on the cover of the New York Rocker. D.D. Ramone strips his bass to the bone. He's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Riff them up, boy! The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up, you know where. That's right. Down at
Max's Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City,
all the girls are. Now, I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City, down at Max's Kansas City, baby. Hey, man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh, yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County, and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast Terra Ubu, John Collins, Terra Toledo, Suicide, The Ramones, Blondie, The Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, The Poppies, The Marbles, The Planets, The Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dart, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Mink DeVille, and phew! Oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your ego trip, because you're gonna need it when you go down to Max's Kansas City, baby. That's right.
...90.1 FM, WUSB Stony Brook from Wayne County. Back then, she was known as Wayne. That's Max's Kansas City, and that's from the Rhino compilation series, the DIY series, and this is the Blank Generation CD, which features all New York bands, such as the Ramones, the Dictators, Blondie, Richard Hell, Television, and, of course, the Suicide. One of those, I could never get into Suicide for some reason, I don't know, but anyway... With us in the studio is Jimmy Lagumia. We're going to talk to him in just a second. I just want to let you guys know we're in the middle of Radiothon 93. We've got lots of great premiums to give away. We've got like a Toxic Reasons cassette available for a $10 pledge. We've got a bunch of effing goofs cassette Carnival of Chaos. That's available for a $10 pledge. We've got a Paradox UK, a band out of England album from those guys signed by the band. That's available for a $10 pledge. We've got a lot of great premiums from Selfless Records, and if you remember my interview with Todd from that label a few weeks ago, most of the records on that label is limited to 1,000 copies, and that's it. They break the mold. So we've got the Capital Punishment 45, the Toxic Reason Zero Boy Split. We also have an import of the Judge LP to go along with the Touch and Go zine that Todd put out, which is a reissue, reprint of the Touch and Go magazine with a record. And that's available for a $20 pledge. We've got a Hell No album. We've got the Undead CD. And we've got a few more great premiums. So we're going to ask for your support. Give us a call at 632-6901 or 1-800-394-WUSB. I'd like to thank Tom from Middle Island for his pledge. And also, special thanks go out to Richie of Under the Volcano. Richie has given us a generous donation. And that comes in... coincides with the release of issue number 13 of Under the Volcano. And this month it features interviews with the High Back Chairs, Rocket from the Crypt, Super Chunk, a punk report by Donnie the Punk about punk in, Eastern Europe. There's show reviews, tape reviews, many, many more. And you can write to Under the Volcano to pick this up at P.O. Box 236, Nesconset, New York, 11767. Or just stop by your local record store to pick it up. That's Under the Volcano. The new issue is out. And thanks to Richie for his generous donation to Turmoil. One of the few alternative magazines coming out in Long Island these days, you've either got Good Times, which is more toward the, I guess, the yuppie type of crowd, it seems like, or you've got the Island Ear, which is more geared toward the metal crowd. Under the Volcano is for the alternative crowd, definitely all the way. So thanks to those guys for putting it out. Our number is 632-6901. And, Jimmy, how you doing tonight, besides not being able to talk?
Well, I think I'm doing all right. See, I made the mistake of getting near Jane County when she had a mic stand. So I'm speaking in my Mr. Howell voice tonight from Gilligan's Island. But otherwise, I'm doing fine. It's good to be back. I think this is our third year. And it's always wonderful to be here making shocking announcements and...
I think we're back to the how John Philip Sousa was an original punk, because each year we work further back in
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Well, this year we're moving forward, I think, instead, because I've been working closely with your previous guest, Jane County, in helping her get a U.S. record deal. And I'm preparing to start recording with Earthfare. Am I saying that correctly through these braces? I'm wearing braces, by the way, in case anyone's wondering, because I had a little bit of a spill. And the new project will be Earth Hair. Can you say that for me?
Because yeah, I'll say it. The new band is called Ass Hair.
Thank you, because I think it's coming out a little too bizarre. And there'll be a single recorded as soon as I get these things off in about 4 weeks. And we're going to be doing a show, I just found out today, which will be a coming-off party as opposed to a coming-out party at a place called G-Spot in Huntington, where Jane County just played, where Ass Hair will be doing the greatest hits of the Psychotic Frogs live, including Eleanor Rigby and Blanked by the Devil and all those other wonderful things. And it'll be the first time I'll be doing those songs live in about 10 years. So that's going to be kind of interesting and, you know, just kind of like lay the past to rest mm-hmm. and the whole Psychotic Frogs thing and finally move on into the 90s, because the 70s seems to be very in right now. Mm-hmm. And that was my period. And so why not cash in along with everybody else? So that's exactly what we're going to try and do.
Okay. Now, we've got something for people who aren't familiar with Jimmy's recording persona. We've got...
Don't dare call it a career.
Jimmy's alter ego. We've got a live version of Twist and Shout recorded live at Max's Kansas City. And you got some great backup on this cut.
Right. Well, this first came about as a result of turmoil. I think the first time I came on, or the second time, I can't remember. And we were talking about putting out a single to commemorate 10 years since Max's had closed, and I had the Live at Max's album out. So we elected to release this as a limited edition single on gold vinyl, and people are already coming in with magazines showing me $25, $50, what have you, for the single.
Wow.
And it was just done as a commemorative, and nothing more, nothing less, and also in memoriam for Johnny Thunders, who joined us that night along with Jane County and Cherry Vanilla and Donna Destry. And Johnny does the lead vocals on Twist and Shout, and he did guitar work on the flip side on Boys. So it was released as a commemorative. The people who got it have it, and I mean that's about the extent of it. The Live at Max's album that it comes from is going to be released on CD this year, which will be my first CD, so that's kind of exciting. And apart from that, I just want to lay that period to rest, like I said, and move into the Ass Hair era.
Okay. Well, let's give a listen right now. This is Twist and Shout from Jimmy LaLumia and the Psychotic Frogs.
All right, we're gonna do Twist and Shout as soon as we have Eric on drums. My goodness. Yeah. Donna knows where to look, don't she? All right, whenever you're ready.
Well, check it out, baby. Take it away.
I love them all. Now.
Okay, that's for those of you who think Jimmy just runs a record store. He actually does have somewhat of a voice, I guess. Now he's got no voice. So you can... Now's the time to go into the store and talk to him and be able to get a word in.
And ask me for Metallica.
That was live at Max's Kansas City. Twist and Shout featuring Johnny Thunders on vocals and backup vocals from Jane, Cherry, and Donna.
Mm-hmm.
The old gang. You keep
the super sluts of rock and roll.
You keep in touch with Jane, I know, and Cherry. What about Donna? Do you keep in touch with her?
I don't know. Donna Destry, I think. Donna Destry's brother was Jimmy Destry in the group Blondie, and Donna sang backup vocals for Debbie Harry on albums like Parallel Lines and whatever those Blondie albums were around that period of time. And she had her own band called Voodoo Shoes, and she's a great vocalist. And I guess she didn't really fit in with people like myself and Jane and Cherry because Donna could actually sing. So I think we had to, like, excise her from the group. And I don't know what became of her. I think she's married somewhere in Brooklyn to one of the Rock Cats. Do you remember the Rock Cats? They were, like, the original rockabilly group before the Stray Cats. And I guess she's making babies and having a grand old time. God bless her soul. I don't know what she's doing. But she was wonderful.
Okay.
And that was like my gang back then, that troop, you know? And as we know, Johnny's gone to heaven, so I mean, there's just a few left, but we're still hanging in there.
Great, great. Okay, we're in the middle of Radiothon 93. Last week we were playing mostly punk, mostly hardcore, I guess you can say, from the U.S. and the world. Tonight's sort of our tribute to 70s punk. We've got lots of premiums. Most of the stuff you can call up and ask our operators what we've got available. We have pledges from $10 right on up to $90.1. We've got Finish Your Popcorn. We've got some tapes from that band out of California. That's available for a $10 pledge. We've got a couple of records from Selfless Records, such as the Jawbox Jawbreaker Split 45. And that's coming with an autographed copy of the Mogul 45. They're a band out of Sweden or so. And they sent a couple of copies of their 45, and they autographed it for us. So you can pick those two up for a $10 pledge. We've got a Toxic Reasons Zero Boys Split 45 along with the Mogul Autographed 45. That's available for a $10 pledge. We got some new records from Broken Records. They sent us the Shrieking Violets 45, the Taste Freeway 45, and the J Church 45. We're also throwing in a Toxic Reasons 45 with that set. So you get four singles for a $20 pledge. We also have the Judge LP, the Chung King Sessions, which... is only available in the States on CD. We've got them on vinyl as an import record. And that comes with the Touch and Go fanzine, which comes with a 45. That's available for a $20 pledge. We've got Bobby Steele's Undead CD, Dawn of the Undead, which features the first two albums. That's available for a $15 pledge. We've got some books. I Was a Teenage Sex Pistol, the Glenn Matlock version of What Happened with the Sex Pistols. That's available for a $15 pledge. We've got the New York Hardcore Picture Book, which features black and white photos of various New York punk bands and words and quotes from them. That's available for a $15 pledge. Many, many more. Give us a call, 632-6901. Let's give a listen now. We've got the New York Dolls queued up. This is from the